time for Mac Geek Gab, and we're here at CES. And that's the tip, is we've got so many things from CES, cool stuff found, stories here, all that coming to you today on Mac Geek Gab 1072 for Monday, January 13th, National Sticker Day, 2025. Greetings, folks, and welcome to Mac Geek Gab, the show where normally we answer your questions and share your quick tips and share your cool stuff found. Today, we are going to share our cool stuff found that we have discovered here at CES 2025 in Las Vegas. Our sponsors for this episode are all of our CES coverage sponsors, which include Eero, Roborock, CCC Backup from Bombic, Private Internet Access, and the Omni Group. And we will talk about each of them a little bit later in the episode. But for now, here in Las Vegas, as far as I know, I'm Dave Hamilton.
And here in another part of Las Vegas, almost 3 feet from Dave, it's Pilot Pete. And what a wonderful evening. This has been absolutely fun, a blast. But boy, are my dogs barking.
Dude.
Yeah. So here's the other thing. 1072 police code is a knifing. I think that might be less painful than right now.
Yeah.
But we're working on it. We've got a little Stark elixir trying to help us through the evening that we brought with us from New Hampshire. And this is fantastic. We've got some really cool stuff that we have seen thusly far. And
I'm going to jump right out of the gate, Pete, because I can't wait to tell people about this. I'm at the ViewSonic booth, right? You know, we talk about ViewSonic all the time. We have a great relationship with them. They were showing me some of the screens, the battery-powered screen. And I'm like, yeah, you showed me that in October. Okay, yeah, no problem. And then I see I'm talking to my normal contact there, and I see the other person that's at the booth with her sort of nudging and, like, definitely fidgeting and trying to, like, imply something. And it's hard to tell what this is.
I want to get in here.
You should be doing something. Why aren't you? And then they pointed out to me the ViewSonic 27-inch 5K Thunderbolt display. And I'm going to get right to the punchline that costs $799. 5K 27-inch Thunderbolt. You can daisy chain two of them together. It supports the full Mac color gamut. It's like all the things. I can't imagine. We aren't quite finished with CES. We have one more full day left based on when we're recording this. I can't imagine that I'm going to find something else that is any more exciting for our market ecosystem world than that. So I just had to come right out of the gate. I wasn't going to make you all wait to find out about that.
Yeah. Practically giving it away.
I mean, I don't. And it's ViewSonic. I saw it. Like, it exists. I touched it. I put a video up. I put a video up. I recorded a video. Sadie went and actually made it look good and put it up.
Right.
But you can see it. Like, it exists. It's a real thing. It's shipping later here in Q1. And $800, that's less than what you would pay for the LG 5K display on refurb.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right, because that's usually right about 1,000. Yeah. It should be about 1,200, 1,300, whatever. So, I know. I'm just,
Oh, that's fantastic. Can I have one?
Yeah, go. Of course, Pete.
I'm gonna do it.
I figure we'll go back and forth here a little bit.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, no, I meant, can I have a ViewSonic 5K monitor? Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Ooh, now banging the mic because I can. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna just go in the order that I happen to put them down on the paper.
Yeah, sure.
Not in any other order because this is one of the first ones that I saw. And they are the Form Smart Swim 2 swim goggles. And I thought, well, okay, you know, goggles.
Sure.
But you put them on, and in your right eye, it's readable. There's no strain. There's no little tiny, because I'm really disappointed. I'll say that.
Is it like a heads-up display?
It is a heads-up display, okay. And it appears that now it's closer when you're standing in the room and you're wearing the goggles.
Sure.
And they claim that once you're in the water, the digital readouts that you're looking at appear to be about 5 feet out in front of you.
Okay.
But I wear prescription glasses. I noticed no blurring or eye strain or having to, you know, roll my eyes up. I've been super disappointed with several of the glasses that I've looked at here so far in the last 3 days. Some of them you have to, you know, close your right eye, hold the tongue out the left side of your head, stick your finger in your ear and look at a pinhead, and you almost see some letters in there somewhere. That's not the case with these. The data is right out there in front of you, and it has like 9 different parameters that it tracks for you, pace and heart rate and rate of speed and all that sort of thing. And one of the coolest things is I like to do open water swimming in the summer when I can get into a pond or a lake in New Hampshire. This thing has a compass in it. So what you do is you look at, say, a dock that you want to swim to 200 yards away. You go, okay, that's bearing 275. And when you're swimming, if you notice that you're heading 280, correct back to 275. And so instead of swimming off 30 degrees before you look up and realize, oh, I'm not going where I thought I was going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really cool. And I think there's a sale on them right now, but the list price on them is $279. It's a really low form factor. I don't think you're going to hit your shoulder on the little tiny piece of gear that hangs out by your right eye.
Yep.
And the biggest thing that surprised me was the ease of being able to see it and get no eye strain.
Simple.
No eye strain to look at the data that these goggles are presenting to you, which is rare.
It is. So I figured we'd have a conversation about this. I wasn't thinking about the swim goggles, but there is a trend here this year about augmented reality glasses.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of different permutations of that, many of which are overreaching and under-delivering.
Not ready for prime time.
Correct. And that's fine. I always say our job when we come to CES is to sift through all of that crap and all of the stuff and find those gems, right? So there's a lot of that particular category is just like you said, not ready for prime time, and that's okay. We expect that. That's how CES is. It's, you know, it's just how it works. I encountered one that feels fairly ready for prime time, and similar to what you're talking about with the swim goggles, it's not trying to do too much. And it's the Even Realities G1 smart glasses. You can get them with a prescription. They laser etch a screen onto both lenses.
Okay.
And then there is two tiny projectors in there that project onto the laser etched portion of the glass. Okay. Yeah. And it's a heads up display for your life, right? And you can have it do different things. You can configure a dashboard. You can have it give you directions. In fact, there was one point where I was getting driving directions, and you get to set where in your field of view these things appear and how far away they are.
Okay.
So it's very configurable, very comfortable, very natural feeling. I had them on, and there were driving directions, and it was just like, okay, you know, you're going to turn right on Locust Street in, you know, 0.2 mile, whatever. Sure. Okay. Normal stuff. The guy says, look up, look at the ceiling or towards, you know, start looking up toward the ceiling. And then I saw a map view.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right.
And it was like, this is cool. Like, great. Okay. So, and you could get, you know, stock prices. You could get various different things, the weather, different pieces of information. Of course, notifications could come into this. So they're $549. Certainly cutting edge in terms of what we're doing with these things, but it felt like something functional. The battery would last all day with sort of what they called normal usage, and actually about a day and a half with normal usage. Mm-hmm. And they charge in their case is like when you put the glasses in the case, it starts charging them up. And so that was, to me, that was one of those things where it was like, okay, you went after a product that could actually be used today as opposed to something that basically is going to be a proof of concept-ish. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to stay with this theme. And the first thing I'm going to say, a couple of people have had to punch out, although our numbers are climbing on the people watching.
Don't
live.
Worry about so, that, Pete. Not a single person listening is ever
going to hear that. That's right. Yep. I was just going to apologize to the folks live. We realized that the internet is kludgy at best and downright cruddy at worst. And Dave's actually going to talk about how it got cruddy last night and how he fixed it.
I will interject with a story here about the hotel Wi-Fi, because that's what we're dealing with. Yeah. We tried tethering to do a live stream to our phones. No, we tried. It's like... It's kludgy at best, but it's fine. We're recording.
I almost feel like one of the vendors we went to see who couldn't get their Wi-Fi.
It was every vendor. It really is.
It is.
Yeah, so is I've got two things to rant about with the Wi-Fi. The first is the only booth where like smart home stuff needed to be shown that actually worked with all their Wi-Fi, and it was remarkable only because there was no issues. I had already been to enough booths where people were like, yeah, well, it's not going to work because the Wi-Fi in here sucks. It's like, okay, well, you knew you were going to need this. I go to check out the smart home stuff from TP-Link's booth, and Pete, it was like I was in your house or my house. Yeah. It just worked. I was like, okay, so this is a solvable problem on the show floor, and TP-Link, it doesn't surprise me.
Here's why everyone figured else's out. Wi-Fi isn't working.
Yeah, well, no.
Oh, okay.
So kudos to TP-Link for actually, you know, using the tech that they know how to use and making the Wi-Fi work. Maybe I should have talked to them.
And maybe all the other vendors should have talked to them and said, hey, we're going to need some Wi-Fi. Can you help us out?
And so. While we're on the subject of TP-Link, there's lots of things from them that I want to talk about, but the one I will talk about in this episode is not out yet. It will be out this summer, but it exists. You will see a video of it. I held it in my hand. It is the TP-Link BE3600. None of that means anything. Wi-Fi 7 travel router, and it will sell for less than $100.
Ooh.
And it, unlike the Barrel AX, it actually has a user interface that makes it understandable to the average user so that they know it's got 7 different modes. It can capture Wi-Fi and relay it. It can go Ethernet and relay it. It can tether to your phone and relay it. It can do all the things, right? Like because that's what it does. And it'll be, they said less than $100. So I call that $99. If it winds up being $80, sure. It's about the same form factor as the Barrel AX. If you haven't seen the Barrel AX, it's like a fat, stubby iPhone. It's a short, stubby, fat iPhone with some swingable antennas. It is certainly the size that you could just throw in and leave in your travel bag and always have.
Sure.
But the nice part is it's Wi-Fi 7. And while Wi-Fi 7 is faster, the thing I like best about Wi-Fi 7 is it uses all of your bands simultaneously. So unlike Wi-Fi 6E and prior, where your device had to pick, am I using 2.4, am I using 5, am I using 6 gigahertz? With Wi-Fi 7, it uses all of them simultaneously and moves around. And also, not so much with this, but in general, Wi-Fi 7, also Ethernet is factored into that. So if you've got Ethernet connected and Wi-Fi 7, it will move your data around and take the best path for your data. So Wi-Fi 7 and a travel router, to me, that's the best because, you know, you're going to be in a saturated wireless area in a hotel, and to just have it use what Wi-Fi 7 can do is awesome. So I was very stoked.
Why don't you swipe it off the table for tonight's episode? I'm just asking for a friend.
You are not the first person today to suggest that should happen. And they kind of looked at me sideways. I'm like, well, is this a functional unit? And they're like, maybe.
I'll bring it back.
I'll bring it back. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, too funny. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, let me take it back briefly to the glasses. I found a pair of glasses that are almost ready for prime time. How about that? But I bet they will be by the time they come out in March. And they are at Captify.glass. Very clever name for it. And Captify transcribes live conversation. So I think most useful for people who have some amount of hearing loss.
Okay.
So, but it will translate. For instance, he was trying to speak to me in Mandarin, and it eventually came through when the crappy Wi-Fi finally let it happen. But so needing Wi-Fi connectivity, I don't know how that's going to work if you're out and about in a foreign country. And I said, well, what about how do I speak to you back in Mandarin? And he goes, well, you can't. But
it's not there yet.
Yeah. And he goes, but if understanding is the goal, that's where these get. The nice thing about these is that fully prescription, okay, they'll meet any prescription and put it in there. And the display was, in fact, readable, which I was – a couple others that were not readable. This was readable, and it came up really quickly in English. It because we were speaking English to each other, it was almost instantaneous and very good at the transcription. And there was one other point about it, and I forget exactly what it was, but, you know, it's been one of those days.
Yes.
They were not uncomfortable. Oh, that's what it was. So for most of the time, you couldn't tell that somebody had something different about those glasses. But if you look straight on, you got a little about half-inch by half-inch square in the middle of the lens.
Yep.
You could see a green reflection.
Okay.
That
and made it obvious there was something going on. Yeah, and that would have been true with the Even Realities G1s as well. Yeah. So, yes, looking at someone wearing these, you would have an indication that they were getting some data on their glasses.
Right.
And I'm not convinced that that's a terrible thing right now.
Well,
until it's so ubiquitous.
Actually, I like that.
That's what I mean.
In the sense of this is not a, you know, what's going
creepy.
On. Yeah, it's less creepy when you can see they're doing that. So. And I'm sorry I don't have a price point.
That's okay. There's a lot of things I'm about to talk about that don't have price points.
Yeah. So I'm looking. I'm on their website, Captify.glass, and I'm not seeing that. But it's got a 10-hour battery time, 10 years captioning, 4 hours.
Nice.
40 minutes to charge it up. But yeah, no price point yet. Sorry.
Okay. Fair enough. I will take a moment to thank this company. But I'm going to tell you about their product that I got to see, and it's Roborock. I'm thanking them because they are, as you heard at the beginning of the episode and as you've been hearing for weeks, they are one of our 5 coverage sponsors here for CES 2025. And I mean it when I say it, and I'm going to say it a lot this episode. We couldn't do this without the support of our sponsors. It costs a lot to do what we're doing. And just to be here, to travel here and do all this, and then everything Sadie's doing back in the home office. So a huge thank you to Roborock. I got to see their Roborock Seros Z70 robot mopping vacuum. And it does all of the things that you would expect it to do.
And more.
And more. Because it looks like your standard robot vacuum. You know, it's round.
Yeah.
It has all the kind of little things on it. And then if it encounters something on the floor, like a cat toy, a dropped sock, something like that, it stops. A robot arm comes out of it with little pinchers, grabs the thing. And here's the best part. You tell it, hey, if you find cat toys, put them in the bin for cat toys. It will drive over and drop them in that bin. And I got to watch it. I got a video. I put it up. I think it will have been, certainly it'll be up on our YouTube channel by the time this episode's out.
Dave, I got a question. Does this not look like something straight out of the Jetsons?
It is. Yeah. It's totally out of the Jetsons. It's exactly right. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. This little robot comes over, arm comes out, picks it up.
Picks it up, puts it away.
Yeah.
It does it exactly like whatever you are envisioning in your head is correct.
It was a little round robot vacuum going over with an arm coming out of it and picking it up and dropping it.
I run my robot vacuum on the main floor of the house at 4 a.m. every day. This will come as no surprise to many of you that there are often times where I am awake and down on the couch in the living room when the vacuum starts. I know. I'm a nerd. I'm a musician. I stay up late.
Son of a bad word.
Yep. And the vacuum starts, and unless it's going to bother me or get in my way or something, I just let it go. And it's fascinating watching the cats react to the vacuum because they are used to it. This happens every day in their lives.
Yeah.
Correct. So this is totally normal. They just go around, and every now and then they'll kind of stop and look at it, but they're not scared of it. So I'm really, really eager to see how my cats react to a vacuum with an arm that's picking up one of their toys and putting it away somewhere else.
Or if Kitty stays asleep, does it pick it up by the neck and put it in?
Wouldn't it be funny if it picked up the tail, vacuum underneath it, put the tail back down? Anyway, so that's the Roborock Saros. And again, thanks to Roborock for
indeed, thank for, you. Yeah, to all the sponsors.
And we'll talk about each of them. I'm going to take a minute and talk about each of them here as we go through.
We're able to come out here and find this cool stuff. And I hope you folks have secured your wallets whilst listening to this.
Yeah,
episode,
I know. Because, these episodes are not cheap. But there's a lot of these things that aren't quite available yet. And like, so you know, it's a payment plan, cool stuff found.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's one that is available, and we saw it at the very first afternoon we got here, and we went up to see them at Uproar, and they, I wasn't entirely sure what it was, even after talking to the gent, because it was a noisy environment, and I came back and then did more research on it, and I was jaw-dropped once I saw some of their B-roll.
Okay.
It's the Nova AI Companion, and I didn't realize it was just a Quest 3 headset that it was using.
Oh, the Meta Quest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's virtual reality, but the gent has developed this, did so with elderly and dementia patients in mind. And it creates companionship. It's artificial intelligence, but companionship.
Sure.
That learns from stories that they tell it.
Oh, wow.
And learns what mood they were in. And if they're telling a story from their childhood that made them happy and they refer back to it at some point, this AI software goes, oh, that made you happy, and that sort of thing. Or if they want to go on an adventure, you know, we're in well, the example they use on their website is, where would you like to go today? Well, I've never been to Ireland. I'd love to see Ireland. And it takes you on a virtual tour in parts of Ireland. And there were other things that had, they had two guys, they looked like what they see is a, I'm going to bring up a brand, but like a Nintendo game bicycle race. But they've got the pedals in front of them. They're sitting two elderly gentlemen sitting in chairs next to each other, and they're bicycle racing down a dock to break the tape. But this all-encompassing, and it's very engaging to these people, and it brings them. The other thing brings them closer to family. You can get two headsets, and family can visit with each other. But I was just amazed at the thought that went into this, and to bring people who are otherwise, generally speaking, afraid of technology.
Yeah,
my mother was 98 and was not very good with technology. This is something that they, you know, put on your head, turn it on, and it works. And you just
amazing.
Yeah, it fantastic idea. And so kudos to Rendever, R-E-N-D-E-V-E-R .com is where the software is available. And they have it as a, help me, Dave, was it a purchase, outright purchase or a subscription, correct?
I don't remember, Pete.
Yeah, I think you could do an outright purchase for an individual. If, for instance, you're caring for an elderly parent in your home, or if it's a nursing home business type sort of thing, they could do it with a subscription.
A monthly
subscription to pay for, you know.
You're conflating that with the virtual pet that we saw.
Correct. I am. Never mind.
Yeah. I think it's just an app.
It is an app that you buy. Yeah.
But it might be a subscription app. That is entirely possible.
That I don't recall.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic to see, and a lot of thought went into this.
Amazing. Yeah, cool stuff. That Meta Quest 3, currently that is the VR headset to get. Lisa has one. She uses it almost every day for working out, and she plays games. Lucas has one. He keeps it at his apartment, and they will often play games together. You know, like they play golf together and things like nice. That. Yeah, well, it's cool. Yeah.
Let me ask a question about that because I don't have one. Are they? Do they still require a Windows computer or a Mac computer?
No. They're standalone. It's a standalone headset.
Standalone headset.
Yeah, it can be Wi-Fi. Used with sure. a computer, but yeah, it's standalone.
To play other games and yeah. Right. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I actually sat in a chair tonight. And that I'll yeah. go to that later.
Yeah.
But it was a very immersive experience with the Meta headset.
Oh, it's super. It's crazy. And is the tech as pristine as the Vision Pro? No. It's also, $500 instead of $3,500. And there's way more apps available for it because there's an ecosystem. There's a community of users. They've sold, millions of them as opposed to, $150,000 or whatever Apple sold. So it's fine, which is fine. Yeah. I'm going to take a minute and talk about another one of our coverage sponsors because, again, without them, we couldn't do this, and that's the Omni Group. They make software that makes our lives more productive. They have the Omni Productivity Suite, which is Omni Focus, Omni Plan, Omni Graffle, Omni Outliner. Omni Focus lets you capture tasks effortlessly no matter where you are. Omni Plan lets you create detailed project timelines with Gantt charts. Omni Graffle, perfect for diagramming, design. You can create professional-grade diagrams, wireframes, flow charts. And then Omni Outliner, which helps you organize, brainstorm, structure your thoughts, collapsible outlines. And where it gets even better is these apps work together, right? So you can use Omni Outliner to brainstorm ideas, then turn them into actionable tasks in Omni Focus, map out a project, visually in Omni Graffle and integrate it into your timeline and Omni Plan. And Omni Focus 4.5 now includes App Intents support, which sets the stage for all the new integrations with Apple Intelligence in 2025. So it's cool stuff. You got to check it out. Omnigroup.com and, as I keep saying, our thanks to Omni Group and all our CES coverage sponsors, because without them, this episode and all the stuff we've been bringing you all week couldn't possibly have existed. So I am going to jump to one of my favorite gadgets that I saw this week, Pete, and that is the Brisket Zelos 450, which is a smart smoker grill.
Did you get one? Are we coming over this weekend?
Not yet, right. But I will test one of these because it's amazing what this thing does. It takes the guesswork out of smoking meats or smoking anything really. But it's $399 for this model.
What?
I know, $399.
Cost more than that for a non-smart.
I'm
grill.
Aware. I know. It's crazy. Yeah. And wow. Yep. It's what you do. And it's got like an AI built into it. So you have an app on your phone, your iPad, whatever. And you can just go in and pick one of their recipes. Or you can say, hey, I want to smoke a prime rib, but I've got somebody in the house with a pepper allergy. So tell me what I need to get. It'll tell you, okay, you get the prime rib. Here's all the ingredients you need. Here's how you're going to prepare the prime rib, right?
Nice.
And here's when you do these things and get it all ready. And then you heat the grill to this and do all the things. And it's like, okay, when you're ready, click send to grill. And it sends the instructions to the grill. It runs on pellets, so it can start itself. It can turn itself off. It can put itself into keep warm mode. If you happen to still be like at, your kid's soccer game when the cooking finishes, it's all controllable from your phone. The way I interpreted it, these are my
you
words,
can't
not
do
theirs.
That with your GE oven, any other right. oven for that matter.
Right. Oh, dude. It's the idiot's way. It's idiot proof, right? And they kind of laughed when I said it. I'm like, those are my words, not yours. It's fine. Yeah. I get you're not going to call your customers idiots, but
at least you didn't say it was pilot proof,
But yeah, it's very cool. Oh, and the AI you can use. You can take a picture of something, either raw meat or cooked meat. Oh. And you can take one picture or up to 10 pictures. And it will dissect it for you, including if you're at the grocery store, right, you take a picture of something, you're like, oh, this brisket looks amazing. What else do I need to get while I'm here?
Bingo.
Oh, you gosh.
I know.
Awesome.
Yep. Yep. That's the brisket, B-R-I-S-K, space, I-T. So the brisket Zelos 450. So $399. Nice. I know. It's
oh, man.
Their word is, their term is that it demystifies smoking meats, which it does. I mean, and my word is, it's idiot proof. Right. So
now you know what to get me for Christmas Day.
Absolutely. I know. It's really cool.
That's fantastic.
So, yep.
That's as good a price as the $7.99 Vision.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
The
5K display.
Monitor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one we saw just tonight, and okay. I hate to bring up another brand name, but people will understand as soon as I say it.
Sure.
It's like Kleenex and Crescent Wrench and all that. Maybe FedEx. You know, it's sure. A verb.
Yes.
So, but in Breathe Right breathing strips, they're like Band-Aids, and they glue to your nose, and they pull it out, and I've always seen them, and I thought, yeah. Okay.
I use those if I have a cold or something.
I have not.
Oh,
I've
dude,
never used one.
Yeah. It makes a huge difference in terms of being able to sleep at night if you have a cold. My son used to use those Breathe Right strips when he played hockey, when he was having allergies. Yeah. Made a huge difference.
So always thought my nose holes were plenty big. And I know I had a friend who their daughter played university-level basketball.
Okay.
And for years, 2 years, was told, you know, you're slacking, you're not working hard enough. Turned out she'd broken her nose when she was like, 4 or 5 years old, and had all kinds of damage in the back. So she wound up having to have surgery. And once she had the surgery, she could breathe again and she could keep up with her teammates.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, so oxygen through the nose is a thing.
Yes.
But so for the first time tonight, this gent came up to us as we were walking by. He kind of flagged us down. I'm like, hey, come over here. Look at this.
Yeah, well, it's his job.
Like, okay, yeah, absolutely. And he was good at it. I will give him that. He was very good at it. And he had us put on the intake breathing strips.
He called them the Ferrari of
Ferrari
this of category strips. Of product.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And what happens is he has little applicators that put a little metal thing on each side of your nose.
With a sticker.
A little sticker. It sticks on almost like a Band-Aid, but it's nowhere near as obvious as the other brand.
And nowhere near
mentioned.
As uncomfortable as right. the other things,
okay.
too.
Okay, oh, good.
Yeah.
But then there's a metal arch that he puts on, and they magnetically attach and open your nasal passages. And
way
oh my God,
more than
I've
breathe
never felt
do.
Anything like that in my life. I mean, immediately I'm like, I could go running without opening my mouth.
Yes. Olympic Holy approved.
Cow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was shocked at how good the airflow immediately became as soon as I tried these on. And I've never tried them before in any brand. And I thought it was a gimmick. It was silly. But, you know, if someone's making a buck. Passing
sure.
this crap off to the
no,
public.
No,
and,
no. It's
oh
a real,
my gosh.
They really work.
Yeah, I can see where I'm going to use these. There's no doubt in my mind. He gave us a free sample to take home that'll last 30 days, and I can tell you I'm going to be a customer.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
Yep.
So intake breathing strips. Yeah.
Cool. I will stay with the sleep, the things that can help you sleep category. And jump to the For Me Buds, which I got to see and actually even check out this morning. So these are earbuds. In our pre-CES episode, we talked about the ones that I used from Anchor that I got last year that work and do some things that can help you sleep. These take it to a whole other level. So these similarly actually... They're the most comfortable sleep earbuds I've ever tried, and they actually had couches in their thing, so I laid down and checked it out so I could sleep on my side with these, no problem.
Did you fall asleep, Dave?
I did not.
Okay.
$119 is the price, and I think actually you can get them for $109. And these have, just similar to what the Apple Watch has, a pulse monitor inside your ear, right? So it tracks – your heart rate, which then lets it track your heart rate variability. which is very important for having a good night's sleep. If your heart rate just remains up the whole time, that's bad. So it tracks all your stuff. And then while it's doing that, they call it an AI feature. It's pattern matching. Fine. That's the term we use. In the app, that's the companion to this, tells you what kind of music you should listen to. And it will even pick music for you. You can pick music yourself. But it will match music to your heartbeat. And it's not just music. One ear has sounds. The other one has binaural beats. And it can actually help you get to sleep, stay asleep. It does all the data analysis. It will detect snoring. So these things, I have not yet tested them while sleeping, but I am eager to do so.
So I actually went to the booth shortly after you.
Okay.
I knew you had gone there, but I went there anyway because I committed to them that I was going to go.
Got it.
Put them in my ear, and here's the cool thing about it. I'm going to share some information that probably a lot of you don't want to know, but I sleep on my side.
Same.
So, yeah. And let me tell you, those, you can sleep on your side.
Totally.
Those too. They fit in there perfectly nicely.
Yeah.
And I just now went to the website as you were talking about them, and I am sad that I didn't get one of the last three on Kickstarter at the lowest price. But right now on Kickstarter, they're still 30% off at $139.
Okay.
With 280 or 90 left. So by the time you get hear this, there may still be some there. I'm buying some because there are also a regular Bluetooth headset.
Yes. Yes. Right. You can also just use them. Correct.
With active noise canceling and everything else.
Yep.
And,
all the things.
So
is it active noise canceling or just passive?
I asked him and he said yes.
It's so active. Okay.
Well, that's my recollection.
All right. I believe you.
But even if they're not,
they're
tight in-ear earbuds, but they're flat. You can lay on your side and it's not going to bother you.
Yeah.
But it plays white noise. And as I recall, the app, was it an app? Yeah, it was an app that comes with it. And it has sleep for 8 hours, power nap, and then concentration or focus and one other mode. So it plays alpha waves and delta waves and theta waves, all based on what you're trying to do.
And reacting to your heart rate, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So this gen has put some thought into
it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The designer. He was a fun guy to talk to.
He was. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. All right, I'm going to do it again. I want to tell you about Carbon Copy Cloner, a.k.a. CCC Backup, another one of our CES coverage sponsors, and a huge thank you. You know that I use CCC Backup on all of my Macs to do all kinds of different things. I certainly do backups with it, cloning my data volume and making sure I have an up-to-date copy of that all the time. But I also use it as scheduled tasks. I copy my photos library from my Mac to my network storage device. Mm-hmm. And I use CCC Backup to do that. And it's just copying a specific folder, keeping it in sync. It does it the smart way. It is the best way to navigate snapshots on your Mac, and you can even create snapshots. You can do task grouping now, which means you can chain tasks together. So if I want it to back up, like I do, my photos and then also my music library, there's no reason to have those tasks running simultaneously because they're going from the same place to the same place. So I just have it when one finishes, the next one goes. It's fantastic. If you aren't yet using CCC Backup, check it out at bombic.com. That's B-O-M-B-I-C-H. Mike's business card says, sounds like the pen, not like the dog. Bombic.com. And thanks so much to Mike and Sarah and the team over there for supporting us yet again with our coverage.
Oh, boy. Is my tongue bleeding, Dave?
I'm nope.
Sorry. I won't do that. Okay. Very cool. All right. So,
what's next?
I think it's my turn, actually.
It sounds like it.
You know what? I was going to do one thing, but I'm going to stay because we talked about headphones. We'll keep the categories together, shall we?
Sure.
So I'm going to talk about the commuter headphones. They are MagSafe.
Commuter with a K.
K-O-M-U-T-R.
Okay.
Commuter.
Oh, so it's one of those cool names.
Yeah.
All right.
But they're MagSafe, okay. So they attach to the back of your phone.
Sure.
Much easier not to lose track of than, say, you know, a major brand that might come in a white case.
Yep.
I don't recall the pricing off the top of my head, but it was significantly a good price.
Okay.
Active noise canceling. Dare I mention the Apple brand? I just did. They look very much like the Apple brand, except they are all black.
Mm.
They do have Qi charging.
Okay.
USB-C charging, but they attach to the back of your phone, and the case is a half inch thick. Actually, it's 0.47 to get down in the nitty on it.
Yeah.
And they sound lovely. They have a deep bass. The trebles were clear and crisp, and I really want a pair.
Great.
I want a pair. So, yeah, the commuter headphones. And let's see. Active noise canceling.
Yep.
Also.
Yeah. Cool. So just in case we haven't talked about enough headphones yet.
What?
I'm trying to find things that have a differentiating factor.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce the company name. LYTMI Cozy Fit 2 Pro are open ear headphones. We talked about some of these. I told you there were more coming. And these we found here at the show. They're open ear headphones. Which means that no part of the headphone goes into your ear canal. So to level set this, we've got the AirPods Pro, which go into your ear canal and seal. So they also have active noise canceling, yeah. But they have passive noise canceling by sealing your ear canal. Then there are the AirPods not Pro that hang in your ear, but they go into your ear canal. They just don't seal. So they are
semi,
right. Yeah. And then there is this category, which is the open ear headphones, which means they go onto your ear and float a little speaker somewhere that it aims down your ear canal, but does not block it whatsoever. So you are fully aware and fully exposed to all ambient sounds. And here's where these Cozy Fit 2 Pros get interesting.
Are they the first, Dave?
I don't know. They're the first I've found.
They're the second. They claim to be the second,
though. Okay.
Remember that?
Well, they
asked her, why are you the second? Because there's someone else that did this.
No, not somebody else. They have the Litme Cozy Fit,
yeah.
And these are the Cozy Fit 2s.
They claim to be the second ones that do active noise canceling.
No, I think there was a language barrier there.
Oh.
I thought it was on the sign.
I could be wrong. I thought it was on the sign that said, we're the second active noise canceling. Yeah, anyway, all right.
They're the
yeah.
first that I
Let
found.
Me get out of the way and, yeah. and talk about, you talk more about
And they this. Have yeah, active noise canceling.
Yeah.
And it's about, they say it's 15 dB. Mm. I'm not sure that I would agree with that. I would say it's somewhere in the like 9 to 10 dB range, maybe half of what they were saying. But either way, there is a noticeable reduction in ambient sound. Pete, you said it best when you put them on here in the hotel room yes. with the fan going on. You feel it more than you hear it.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. They were having trouble. The set that they had for a demo in their booth,
we couldn't make them work.
But they gave us sets to bring back, and those work fine. So it must have just been, maybe it was the battery was dead. Who knows?
Or maybe a little interference in the hall with everybody.
There shouldn't have
Bluetooth
been.
Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
It wasn't. There was no Bluetooth involved in this. This is all local on the device.
Right, yeah, very
so,
good point.
Yeah, no. Right. They were just, there was something wrong, yeah. which is fine. But here in the room, it might be different in a very sort of cacophonous environment. It might be more perceivable. But even here in the room, it was like, oh, wait, yeah, look at that. The fan is quieter. It's really interesting. And I don't know exactly how they're doing it. My guess is that they are creating a complimentary wave and sending that down your ear, which would be the only way to do that. So. Yeah.
The opposite sine wave.
The opposite. Yeah. The opposite audio wave. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the Litme Cozy Fit 2 Pros.
Hey, Dave, we haven't talked about enough earphones yet.
Yeah. You got one more?
I do. And here's the thing. We talked about this, and you said at one point, hey, look, I'm going to talk about some Soundcore stuff that I like. And
I said like I was going to talk about some open ear headphones that I like, and I wasn't going to talk about the ones I don't like.
That I don't like. Yeah. And you didn't talk about these, or but we're not sure if these are the ones you tried or not. These are the Soundcore AeroFit 2.
Okay.
And the cool thing about these is they are, like you described the previous headphones, they fit over your ear. And they have four adjustable positions, actually. They're little. You can feel the little detent, click, 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 click. So if you're small, you raise them up. If you're a larger ear, you lower the clicks down to so it's four settable positions, and it does aim the sound down your ear hole. Now, these are not active noise canceling, but the beauty is they are not in your ear, so you are fully aware of everything that's going on around you. And I listened to them, and I went, I think these sound pretty good.
Yep.
Hence, I made you listen to them and go, did you not talk about these because you didn't like them? And you tried them and said, oh, no.
I can't remember if these were exactly the ones that I tried. But when I tried yours, and maybe I didn't have the setting right.
Oh, maybe.
The clickable setting, right? Yeah, I mean, if that's the idea. I will say this about these open-ear earbuds, for lack of a better term. Yeah. You have to have the speaker in exactly the right spot.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's not going to aim down your ear. It's not like you're putting it in your ear where you know it's in the right spot. If you don't float it into the right spot, or if it doesn't float into the right spot because of the difference between your ear and the design of this thing, then, you got nothing. So
So there's a little detent in each point.
Amazing.
It just. And
no one's going to see the video that you think you're showing.
Well, no, there's 67 people watching us right now, Dave.
They can't
you
see it either.
That's true. Because our hotel Wi-Fi is on. So sorry, folks. That was a tease. You may see me holding.
No, we'll put links to all this in the show notes.
Yeah.
And you go sign up at MacGeekab.com to get the show notes delivered to your email box. So,
So excited to try the pair of these. So thank you to Soundcore for by Anchor.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, Anchor doesn't make bad stuff.
They are known for making good things. Private internet access is another one of our CES coverage sponsors. And as I keep saying all episode, there is not much here that we would be able to do without all of our sponsors. Let me ask you this. When you're online, Pete, do you really know who's watching? And if your answer is probably no one. Think again.
Absolutely no one's watching.
Okay, sure. Using an unprotected internet connection is like wearing a neon sign, Pete, that says, "Hack me, I dare you." But private internet access, or PIA VPN, has your back, right? PIA VPN is your digital bodyguard, encrypting your data and letting you choose from servers in 91, count them, 91 countries and all 50 states. You want to stream region-based locked content or snag cheaper flights by pretending you're in Antarctica? PIA VPN makes it happen. And I've been using PIA so long, I actually paid for it before they became a sponsor.
Right.
Yeah. It is the VPN that I use when I travel. It's the default one. And it works for everything. You know, Windows, Mac OS, Android, Linux, iOS, and many more. And you can use one subscription to protect an unlimited amount of your devices at the same time. Oh, and I hear their encryption is so advanced that I'm 90% sure it's powered by quantum hamsters, Pete, running on encrypted wheels. You didn't hear that from me, though. Don't get caught with your data in the wild. Go to PIAVPN.com/MGG to get 83% off. That's just $2.03 a month plus 4 free months, folks. And there's also a 30-day money-back guarantee, so it's completely risk-free. You can try it out. And again, that's PIAVPN.com/MGG to get 83% off, 4 free months. You're going to love it. And thanks again to PIA for keeping us secure and supporting all the coverage that we're bringing you this week from CES 2025.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, oh, show. What's next, Pete?
Well, just want to make a quick comment that there was a Navy SEAL who got out of, he retired, and his name's Jack Carr, and he wrote a book called The Terminal List, and they made it into an Amazon series, and boy, it's fascinating, fun, The Amazon series was good. It was enough different from the book. So if you've read the book, the series is still going to be entertaining. And he wrote five other books, and it's fascinating. And in one of the books, he talks about quantum computing and capabilities.
I was wondering where this came from.
Yep.
Along with everyone
else. Quantum hamsters. Yeah, of course they were. But I'm going to circle the dot or close the circle or circle the drain. And down we go, folks. And you're coming with me.
If that, I'm pretty sure that's going to be the title of the episode.
Circling the drain.
Circling the Wi-Fi drain at CES 2025.
Amen. That's a fair title. Anyway, long and short of it, he said in his commentary, I believe it was after his fourth book, might have been before his fourth book in the prologue, knowing what I know of governmental ability to monitor your internet traffic, I don't ever want to send an email again. So just
PIA VPN, folks.
There you go. Got to have it.
What's next?
The other thing that we saw, and I think this may have been the very first thing that we saw, was Battery Tender at batterytender.com. They have many options. This one that's coming out in March, I believe he said it was, is a battery tender. So it's essentially a trickle charger. You plug it into an AC outlet and keep your lawnmower battery alive over the winter. Or your boat battery.
Got it.
Over the winter. Those sort of things.
Okay.
So it'll do a trickle charge.
Got it.
A battery maintainer, tender. Excuse me. And the other thing that it will do is provide, in the event you need it, 1,000 cold cranking amps to jumpstart your car.
Okay. So for a dead battery.
It's a battery tender, or for a dead battery, a jump starter, and it has, of course, LED lights
it's portable. Like, I mean, you can keep this in your car.
Dave, I don't know how portable it is. It weighs almost a pound.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, I'll have to ask someone to put it in my car for
shocking.
Me.
Smaller than a loaf of bread.
Yep.
Weighs almost a pound. And
cool.
But 1,000 cold cranking amps. Oh, my goodness. That's enough to start your Ford F-150, Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah.
You know, it'll crank your engine over.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the other one was similar in size. It was a battery jump starter and a inflator. What's the word I'm looking for? Compressor, air compressor.
Yep. Okay.
So it provides 800 cold cranking amps. It's not a battery tender. It won't leave a trickle charge on the battery, but it will inflate your tires. And you digitally set, hey, I want 35 PSI. You connect it to the tire and you turn it on and you let it fill up the tire.
That is one of every year I pick a gadget to get for family members for Christmas, and a digital battery powered portable car tire or bicycle tire inflator was the gift I did this year for everybody. It is game changing because I literally can just like put it on my tire, set the number, push the button,
and once it starts,
I can walk away because I know it's going to stop. It's not going to overinflate the thing. I can come back. Okay, it's done. All right, go to the next tire, do this thing. So this thing, this 800, the one that has the combination, that last year's gift was the jump starter for the car.
There you go.
So this combines the two of them. It's that one's $139 and is available now. The other thing which has the trickle charge and the jump start, but not the tire inflator, is $119, and that will be available later in Q1 here.
Right. So. And both are pilot proof. You can't put the jump starter.
No, it's smart enough. If you put it backwards, it tells you to switch the leads.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, it says you've got it on the wrong ones.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. We're not going to provide juice until you have it on the proper terminal.
Fair.
So,
Yep. You mentioned Anchor, Pete, so I am going to do the same. They have, there's several things. I mean, there's more than several. The one I want to tell you about is the Anchor Power Bank 25K 165 watts.
Nice.
Yeah. So this thing it's nuts. It has one of their nerdy displays on the front of it, which we love. Anchor's, nerdy displays that tell us what is being, like, how much is being drained out of each port. It has a retractable USB-C cable in it, and then it's got a little lanyard that fits around your wrist, which, by the way, is another cable.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
It's very, yeah, I was shocked when she showed me that. I was like, wait, slow down. What did you just do? How does that cable show up
here? It looks like a little cloth strap.
Looks like a little wrist strap. Yeah. So it's got three, it's got the built-in 8-inch cable, which is the wrist strap. It's got the retractable cable is 27 inches. It's got three USB-C ports on top of the two cables and one USB-A port. It is available now. It is TSA approved. Nice. And it's $99.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Pete.
All right.
You know what other story I'm going to tell, though? Uh-oh. I'm going to tell the story about Eero.
I'm sure you're going to tell that story about me. So.
Well, you also use Eero. This story is about both of us because we both use Eero as the Wi-Fi in our homes, and I test a lot of different things, as you know, and I'm happy to do that. And then when I'm done testing, I go back to my Eero setup every single time. It is possible that I will test something and it could just stay, but it doesn't.
Why do you go back to Eero, Dave?
Because it just works. Mm-hmm. It's smart. It's reliable. They've got easy setup, seamless coverage. My family never asks me questions about the Wi-Fi when we're on the Eero setup. And that is key because that lets me come here and know that good chance they're not going to have any issues with Wi-Fi while I'm not home. They now have the Eero Outdoor 7, which provides outdoor coverage. It has an Ethernet jack in it, or it can get the signal over Wi-Fi. It will support power over Ethernet, so if you can run a PoE cable to it, you can just run one cable and you're done. Of course, it's weatherproof, rain, snow, doesn't matter. And it's Wi-Fi 7, so yepper, don't there get caught go. Without it. Eero.com, and thank you. What happened?
Did you start playing the music? The band's here. The band. Get out of here,
why
band.
You just turn that
you guys go back down the hall, take the elevator down to the casino.
How did I start the music? How did that happen?
I don't know.
That's really, where is that? Oh, I don't know how that's happening right now. I don't have that window open. So that's cool.
Well, there's that. Yeah, that was the window. Yeah, if the window had been open, we'd have might have.
No. I mean the window on the computer that would have that song. Like, I don't know how that could be happening right now.
Someone's trying to tell us something.
That was really weird.
You go.
It's
you
not
go
playing
now.
Anymore. I mean, so, I just grabbed it. This is why I travel with a portable mixer control surface so that I can, you know, kill things when they make noise.
Exactly.
That's really strange. Well, I'm going to leave that fader down for now.
Thank you
to Eero for all of the support, and thanks to all of our coverage sponsors. We couldn't do this without you. So,
and because it just works, think of all the money you'll save on divorce attorneys.
Yeah. Well, there's that. What else you got, Pete? You got another one or two?
I actually have a quick circle back comment on the commuter earbuds that I talked about. They're going to be due out summer 2025. I don't think I mentioned that when we were chatting about those. So
they
aren't due out till this summer. So,
but how did that music start? This is really like I keep the music that we play. That music, what you heard, is a song called Kootenay by a band called Go Figure, which is the band that I played in college. You may, if you've never been part of the live stream, you probably have never heard that song before, but you have heard at least one song by Go Figure, and that is a song called The Answer, which is the theme song for this show and always has been. But I keep them in a note in Apple Notes, just the audio files, and I play them from there. So I have no idea how that started playing when I had a different note open. So
yeah,
whatever. Gremlins.
Right.
Circling the Wi-Fi drain here at CES, Pete. What's next?
What we're doing. Well, I saw these today at the Creative Suite.
Okay.
And they are the Pebble Nova. They have the Pebble speakers, but these are the Pebble Nova speakers. So they're new. Nova meaning new or doesn't go, depending on which language you're speaking.
Well, yeah, that's true. It would have to be two words for doesn't go.
Nova.
Nova, yes.
Nova. Yeah, brilliant GM when you did that in Latin countries in the 70s or the 60s, I guess. Anyway, so for a pair of the Nova speakers, it's $279 right up front, the price point. These are about the size of a grapefruit. And the the surprise that I felt when I heard these is similar to the surprise I felt. I'm about to date myself, and no, I don't mean in a good way. In the early 80s, Radio Shack Tandy Corporation had a speaker that was called the Minima 7. It was a 7-inch speaker in a steel case, and they sounded like big speakers that were 3 feet tall and with a sub, almost, almost. They were close. These Pebble Novas sound bigger than that.
And wow.
100 watt speakers. Yeah.
That's a lot of power to drive
through. Yeah, speakers
little...
that are they're the size of a grapefruit. I'm telling
you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm buying a pair. Plain and simple. These things are, they're able to, well, they've got another piece of gear that they're running Atmos through and all
got
that
it.
Sort of thing.
Yep.
So they can fill an entire room with surround sound, stuff coming from behind you. And I swear to God, I had to look around twice and go, okay, no one's standing back there with speakers? Come on.
What's the price point on these?
$279.99. So $280.
For the pair?
For the pair.
Wow.
And these are
wow,
yeah. These huh. And they're in the shape of a ball. That's why I said the size of a grapefruit. And they sit on a little stand, and they point up at a 45-degree angle. You could, I suppose, you could mount them on the wall and point them in, or you know what have you. But the I cannot describe my utter shock at how amazing these speakers sounded.
When, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was like looking at those tiny speakers 40 years ago and going, oh, wait a minute. You know, where are the big speakers? They're not there. This is the same thing. These
are
big sounding speakers.
Cool. Yeah. I am going to, it's time. It's time to bring the band in intentionally.
Those guys again?
Yep. I know. It's how it's going to be.
And they left.
They did leave because things were, there's yet another gremlin in the machine here, Pete, but it's okay.
They must be circling the drain with the rest of us.
That's right. There's one other thing that we were going to talk about, but I want to wait until we have Adam with us tell him about all the stuff that Shift Cam does, because I've seen Shift Cam's products before. I never understood them until we really kind of met with them and understood their ecosystem. Yeah, put our finger. Well, I'd had my fingers on them before. It's not about. It was more about sitting down and having an opportunity to really understand what these products do and how they work together. So we'll talk about that. But it's great accessories for your iPhone, especially if you're into photography.
Yeah,
it's really
and, well. And I'll tease it like this. I did. We remember we asked him. You know, how'd you design it and what did you come up with? And he told us this was not the first iteration.
Oh,
the second iteration.
This stuff is all iterative.
35 iterations on the one product alone to perfect it. And boy, have they perfected it. That's your tease.
There's your tease. We'll talk about that next week. I promise. Promise. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you to all of our CES coverage sponsors, of course, what we mentioned during the episode. Thanks to CashFly for bringing... for providing all the bandwidth to get the show from us to you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You got anything to tell them while the final little song runs out here?
Apologies to all you poor people who tried to watch us on live stream.
Yeah, I don't think there are any left, Pete. So
were they smart enough to leave?
I think so. It's not true. There's still people watching.
There's still almost 70 people watching.
Thanks for suffering through.
Well,
hopefully the audio's good.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it is.
And all of you people sitting there, you got caught watching this. The rest of you, don't get caught.
Made on a Mac.
We did it, Pete. We can go to sleep now.
No one saw me. You can't prove a thing.
Later.